Sí, Vincent. Yeah, I'm here for you. What's the matter with that? Really? Didn't expect me to be that type, huh? Fine by me. I'm no miracle worker or anything like that. I'm just honest with myself. And Vincent? You're so easy to tease, but this time I'm not trying to. I'm here to make sure that you feel safe and sound. I mean, come on. What else am I gonna do with myself? If you aren't okay, I'm not okay. You know, it doesn't work out any other way. I mean, you think I'd be just fine without you. No, the world's too fucked up for that. And I can't accept a world without you. Love me, hate me, consider me an annoying creep. Doesn't matter what. The only thing that does is that you understand how all of this, everything you do, has a hella effect on me. What do I mean by that? Well, wouldn't you like to know? Tsivichan? Well, I guess I can tell you. It's pretty simple, really. You mean something to me, and maybe it doesn't seem like it, but that something means a lot to me. I wouldn't just do this for anyone, so you can rest in my arms and I'll just do whatever I do best. Be that guy who teases the hell out of you, puts his fingers through your hair like this, and kisses you. And I'm gonna tell you exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna spill my heart to you. But you already knew I would. I mean, come on, Shibichun. You really think I'd stop there? No. If you know one thing about me, it's that I don't know when to stop. I took a random chance with you, Shibichun. Now look at how we are. Two peas in a pod, stuck in this strange and awkward world, but loving every second of it, right? I happen to know how it is. You and I meant to be like this, Chibi-chan. Don't think you're very slick with that, because you're not. I happen to know just what's in that heart of yours and how many times you doubt yourself. And I'm just here to remind you that no matter what the fuck you do, you'll be my Jibichan. You can't just lose that, you know, because I'm too stubborn of a bastard to just stop like that. Maybe I seem like that. Maybe I don't. Either way, you know I wouldn't lie to you. Or at least you should. What does lying help anything? Just makes it more complicated. Makes it more empty and more sad. You really think I want to make life like that? No, fuck that, Jibichan. What I want is simple. I want you. Come on, you can't tell me you didn't hear that one coming. I practically telegraphed it from a mile away. And do I regret it? Fuck no. I mean, I could regret it, but listen to me, Chibi-chan. I do what I want when I want. And that's why things work. That's why I'm at the top of the team and all that. Well, I was the top of the team. Captain, you name it. I had every title under the sun for a while there, but no. Life doesn't keep it that way sometimes. You gotta work for what you want. And I consider you that. You're what I want, and I have to work to get your heart back in my hands. And I have to work to make sure you know how loved you are. Because I know there's that voice in the back of your head, and it keeps telling you you're not. And I'm fucking sick of that, like, seriously. No, seriously.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Look at you, Chibi-chan. Always like that. Making things this hard for me. Then again, I guess it wouldn't be fun if you made it easy, right? If I just had a walk in the park, would I really want it? I guess you've got some points there. Points that nobody else in the world does, and I'm just glad to have you. So, Chibi-chan, the question is, what you do from here? What you want to do? What you need to do? That's all up in the air, isn't it? But what you need is right in front of you. Trust me, Chibi-chan. You need me as much as I want you. Need you? Yeah, I guess I do. I don't like to admit it, but still. So what if I need you? Are you gonna judge me for it? No. No, you're not the type. Come on, Chibi-chan. Why not just admit it? You enjoy all this attention, don't you? The attention, the honesty, the passion. It's all things that are right up your alley. And honestly, Chibi-chan, you wouldn't be you without that wonderful, open-ended side of yourself that you don't even notice. You know, it's not just your potential, it's you. A lot of people want to talk about that potential you got. And trust me, you got it. Nobody's going to doubt you on that. You kicked my ass in volleyball. And way back when. You think it's different? No. No. That's the thing about life, Chibi-chan. It doesn't change that fast. We change as people much faster, but still even then. It's not that fast, you know? That's why you don't have to worry about it, you know? There's not much to worry about. Just relax. Enjoy the time we have. And when it's over, hope you did everything you wanted. Otherwise, you're gonna have to try again next time, right? Try again until you succeed. We both know how snake oil salesmen, they try and get you every time. They try and make this life a living hell for their own profit. I don't want to be greedy like the world, but I'm going to be greedy with you. Because I know what you need is someone who's greedy, who capitalizes that time of yours and makes you feel needed. You want some structure to that life of yours that feels so aimless, and that's why I'm your man. And that's why I don't just wait here and accept it. No. I call you my Chibi-chan for a reason. To tell you time and time again for all those doubts that you are my one and only. Trust me, even for a cocky bastard. Not saying I am. But for a figurative cocky bastard to admit when he's wrong. I've been wrong about a few things, Chibi-chan. Believe it or not, Chibi-chan. You're so cute when you react like that, you know? Enough teasing, though. That's not why we're here. We're here right now to let you admit. Admit the fact of how beautiful you are. Admit the fact of how handsome, gorgeous, and otherwise. Oh, come on. It's not that hard, is it? I know you've lost a lot in your life and you blame yourself for it. Yeah, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about, but I can see it in your eyes. You know, Chibi-chan. I don't just call it because you're a shrimp. I call you that because you put yourself, you minimize yourself, you put yourself down. It's my way of making something, cute and positive out of that negative outlook. I'm not gonna let you get away with it. But you knew that from the moment you took me on. You knew I wasn't gonna let you, so listen to me and listen well. No matter what happens, you don't think for a fucking second that you're gonna be alone in this life. Or that you're gonna mess something up because you're not. Now listen to me, Jibi-chan. I'm serious. You have a problem, you rely on me. And I know right now you're doubting a million things. You're thinking that the world is out to steal your life, your love, your happiness. And trust me, Jibi-chan. It won't steal a damn thing. Because we won't let it. Jibi-chan. I love you. It's gonna be okay. You can just relax, Jibi-chan. Relax and leave it to your man. Because he's gonna take care of every dream, day one till day end. And you think I'm afraid of that? No. Jibi-chan. There's not a lot of things I'm afraid of in life at this point. Losing you is one of them. So every single time you start blaming yourself, then you blame me instead because I've done a bunch of stuff I can't forget. But you know what the point is? So what? Everybody has those things. It doesn't make you abnormal. It doesn't make you less human. It makes you more human. And I think you should be proud of those scars and mistakes you made because fuck it. What else are you gonna do with those? Isn't it pointless? Jibi-chan? Pointless to blame yourself forever on something that won't go away until you allow it to. Jibi-chan. Make no mistake. I love you. But that just means you gotta love you too. Otherwise, you're gonna make me a liar, right? Because I said I'd make you love yourself too. And I said that I'm gonna take care of all those negative things. And I also said that I love you, and I couldn't say any of those are true unless I live up to what I said. And I make you so happy. Jibi-chan, let me make you happy. Let me make you happy and make you 1,000 times more than you ever thought you could be. Trust me, Jibi-chan. If you fall, I fall. If you fly, I fly. Ride or die, Jibi-chan. Not interested in dying either. We all have to face that bridge at one point, but fuck it. Why not live forever instead? Live like you're never gonna die. Maybe you just might not. Jibi-chan. Just relax. Leave it all to me. And of course, to that vivid imagination of yours.